Episode 2418 sees the opportunity to do something different.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching. Happy, happy day. I hope you are excited for a brand new week. It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I hope you are really expecting the unexpected. God has something extraordinary planned for your life today and into the future, but you have got to be willing to stand up and seize the opportunity to do something different. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, I want you just to take a deep breath for a moment. Doesn't it feel great to breathe? I mean, literally. There are so many things happening in the world right now, and I don't want you to take this moment for granted. I want you to think about where God has you headed. And I also at the same time want you to keep in prayer those who are in need. We've got Afghanistan. We've got Haiti. We've got tropical storms. We've got, you name it, the world seems a little heavy right now. But at the same time, that doesn't mean that your mission stops because everything else is happening. There's never a perfect time in life to go out and do what God has called you to do. New seasons and everyday challenges can complicate your focus. Break away from what distracts you and seize the opportunity to do something different. It's so easy to get entangled with what is so hard to change and the challenge before you. We get caught up in it. You complain, I get frustrated. You wish things were different, I'm just done with it all. The focus is streamlined to deal only with what interrupts. But what if you were the disruptor? What if you could seize the opportunity to do something different? How would that change your everyday dimension? Hopefully, it would send you to the stratosphere of opportunity. It would allow you to soar in areas that you never thought were even possible, that you would see more of the possibilities and not the problems. So what are you doing today? Are you hiding in the problems, or are you ready to gain what's possible? That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Gain what's possible. You focus solely on what is going wrong, not right. Holding yourself to the fire can set off the alarms. But most of us tend to run towards the alarms to put that fire out. It's whatever is pressing at the time. Don't be a firefighter in your life. Fan the flames. The flames you want to fan are the ones that ignite your heart and stimulate your mind. Some would call it your passion. It's the ones that draw out the best in all of you while challenging you to a duel, opportunities versus oppositions. Your purpose. Are you fighting it? Because you find yourself more in challenges? You are created for more. And that more does not mean hanging out with what is doing you wrong. You have to let go of what isn't working. You know what it is. Stop saying yes all the time. Or wait, maybe you need to say yes more of the time. Or you need to say yes to the right things. And if you're like questioning, well, what's the right thing? Well, let's chat. Sometimes when we're in the middle of the mess, we can't see what's right. All we see is the fog around us. But you know what? You can get outside that fog. But you have to let go of what isn't working and be willing to do the hard stuff. And the hard stuff does include letting go, but it also includes saying yes to opportunities, to opening up doors further than just cracking them. You have to release yourself from the bondage of perfection. Are you always trying to be perfect? Because you're never going to get it always right. You'll get it right, but not always. And that strive to carry that badge of honor, to wear those stripes, really, is it worth it? Is it worth you burying your purpose and somebody else's expectations? Release yourself from the bondage of perfection. And you have to be willing to walk by faith and see the possibilities. If you're always wearing blinders on, hiding yourself, going, you know what, I'm not really comfortable, but I am comfortable because I know what to expect and I'm okay with settling here. Really? Do you think you were created for mediocrity? So-so is okay? No, it's not. You, my friend, were created for greatness. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness, and that's your greatness. That's what you need to go after. Learning and growing through the challenges makes you stronger and refines the rough edges. That's where it's smooth sailing. Don't be afraid to walk through the fire, because it's in the fire where opportunities are discovered. It's got to get hot before you can cool down. But you got to be willing. And I know it's hard. I've been there. I'm there now. I've been jumping into a few things, changing a few things up. You're going to hear some stories coming up. And I'm sitting here thinking, are you really doing this? Are you crazy? What are you thinking? And I'm like, well, why not? If it doesn't work, well, you change it. You try something different. But sometimes when things are placed before you, and you see a connection, you know, you get this nudge of, well, what if? Maybe you should grab a hold of it for a moment. Give it that good old, how do we call it? College try. Maybe you need to give it a little more than that college try. I don't know about you. Well, I did work hard in college. I had to. I kept switching my majors all the time. And when you do that, there's lots and lots of classes you have to make up in between. So I had to work really hard. So work harder than that good old college try. This is the day to shine your light bright in the dark corners of your everyday. Seize the opportunity to do something different. What's going to expand your heart? What is it within you that you are like, you know what? I was just created. This is my purpose. And I want to live it out. Now, believe it or not, you can have the same purpose as somebody else, but how you live out that purpose is going to be unique to you. I work with some people. I've got clients, which to me, they're family. And they come to me and they're like, you know what, Christine, I want to write a book. Okay, great. What does that look like? We break it down, you know, trying to figure out the story. My strength is my story. What does that look like? And so on forth. Okay. And as they begin to look at it, they're like, yeah, but if I write this, you know, this has already happened. I know because I read this book and it's very similar to my story. And I have to ask, but is that you? The details are different. It's all unique to you. How you tell it, the way you share it, how it's exposed, the way you're going to help others. This is your day to shine your light bright in the dark corners of your everyday. Go out and create your now. Don't hide. Stop pulling the covers over your head. Be a little daring. Fan the flames. Gain what's possible. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.